Welcome to Everything is Changing. In each episode, we focus on circular economy, ecosystem restoration, energy transformation, sustainable mobility, and water resources. I am Ahmetcan Uzlaşık. Perspective is everything, and everything is changing.
My guest today is Agnes Salkai-Lorenz, a community energy expert at Friends of the Earth Hungary, where she has spent years helping shape the country's transition toward fair, citizen-led renewable energy. From Hungary's booming solar capacity to the cultural and structural barriers facing energy communities, Agnes brings a grounded perspective on what real participation in the energy transition should look like. In our conversation, we explore Hungary's solar landscape, why community trust and cooperation matter just as much as technology, and how a solarpunk future might emerge in a country still learning to work collectively. Agnes also shares what she will change, legislatively and structurally, if she had the power to redesign Hungary's energy system for people and planet alike. Hello and welcome. Thank you for being here.
Hello. Hi.
How are you?
Oh, thank you very much for the invitation. I'm fine.
Are you based in Budapest?
Yes, we are based in Budapest. Friends of the Earth Hungary is based in Budapest.
That's great. So to start off, maybe if you can briefly introduce yourself and what do you do, that would be amazing.
Hello, I'm Agnes Salkai-Lorenz. I'm the community energy expert of the National Society of Conservationists, Friends of the Earth Hungary. We are a nationwide NGO dealing with several nature conservation issues, GMO, and we are the Bankwatch partner of Hungary, so we're from Hungary, and we have a working group dealing with topics and issues in energy, renewable energy, community energy, and everything related to energy production and sharing and all this community involvement.
Since we're going to talk about solar energy in Hungary, perhaps it's better to start with talking about the current state of solar energy in Hungary. How widespread it is, which regions or communities are leading, and what are the biggest gaps or challenges remain in your opinion?
We are fully covered with solar panels, we can say, because we have installed capacity more than 7,500 megawatts. So there are commercial power plants and the residential power plants. There are more than 300,000 household size residential PV systems in Hungary. So we are a sunny country. So yes, we have solar panels. And the issues we have regarding the solars, it is that we are covered, so to say, full with solar panels. So balancing how to share the surplus between the users. We are not so advanced in energy sharing solutions because we are on the first few steps on this road. But all the market actors are working on this. The schemes, the allocation schemes, and dealing with the billings and all these kind of data management issues. So we are working on solving the energy sharing issue.
Would it be wrong to say that Hungary is not fossil fuel dependent like it is used to in the past? How is the current energy system in Hungary?
Our energy mix, it mixes fully with fossil fuels and the oil and gas from Russia and from these eastern countries. But our energy mixture is changing. We have a few wind parks, and the wind energy is quite small in this pool. We have definitely huge solar in this mix, and we have tiny bit of water and a bit of biomass. Mm-hmm. So and the geothermal capacity is, or the geothermal potential is really huge in Hungary. We have really great thermal baths, and this technology is not used in every possible way, but there are initiatives to harness this kind of energy sources as well.
When we talk about energy transition, this transition is often framed as a part of broader social transformation. In that sense, what does
Solarpunk Hungary, which I like the word a lot. I just recently learned that it means an optimistic eco-futurist vision where technology, community life, and nature are integrated into a sustainable, let's say, socially just way of living, right? What does Solarpunk Hungary look like to you beyond just basic rooftop panels and community gardens, perhaps?
In my vision, I see that energy conscious people investing and empowering themselves or each other to support and not just finance, but support all the people in need and in energy poverty. And using all the resources which are currently available again and again, and producing electricity with reused solar powers on ecological farms, providing shades, not just the electricity, but providing shades for the crops, providing electricity for segregates and all the people for all the people who are in need. So we have enough solar power now, but if we have, or if we think in life cycles, then we should see this available capacity as a renewable and reusable source. And if we use it for good purposes and consciously, not overpowering or letting the companies or the corporates to overpower ourselves and our initiatives, then it will be a nice community to live in the near future.
We mentioned Hungary's energy model, but what is the role of community energy projects in this ecosystem?
We are unadvanced. We don't have the communities, so we're missing the baseline. So we don't have mature and conscious communities who could move towards this energy transition way. So we are, as a community, Hungary as a social group, we are more individual than cooperative, and we need to change this mindset in order to build this kind of strong communities, local strong communities who could move or establish energy communities, who could invest in renewables, who could lead the nature conservation issues, who could step up and say, no, I don't want a next battery factory in my backyard. I don't want to have a polluting factory in the neighborhood. So we need to know about these issues. We need to step up if we have some questions, and we have to say no if we don't want this kind of harming neighborhood. But these communities are missing.
What you just said is very important. You said that the energy communities are not mature enough right now. So what have been the biggest obstacles in that sense? Legal, financial, cultural? I think you mentioned the cultural dimension a bit when setting up energy communities in Hungary so far.
Our point of view, the biggest obstacle is this cultural background. So we are not used to cooperation. We want to solve everything in our capacity. So if I don't have the financial resource, if I don't have the connection, if I don't have, I don't know, time, then okay, let's do it later if I have all these resources. But finding these synergies, dealing with this common benefits. I can tell you an example from my home. We have, on the street where I live, we have several households, and my neighbors and us, we have one lawnmower, and we use, four family use only one lawnmower. And because we just realized that it's not worth to buy four if we only have just tiny lawn which we want to mow, I don't know, once or twice in a year. So this is sharing this kind of resources. And it's not a big issue that I can knock on the door and say, hello, do you have 1, 2, X? Because I just ran out my... And so this kind of cooperation between households and the smaller and broader community, these are not so advanced in Hungary. As a former Soviet Union influenced country, so to say, we are socialized that somebody will tell you what to do. Somebody will have the answer for your questions. Somebody will give you the money if you don't have the money for yourself or investment or development or something. And somebody will take care of your environment. It's not your thing. Then go do your job, educate yourself or study. This is not your job to take care of your environment and your big picture.
I want to learn more about these energy communities. Maybe we can talk about an example. Well, how do you ensure democratic governance? Where is the place of accountability? And maybe the most important part, where is the place of equitable benefits? So maybe perhaps we can talk about it on an example.
In Hungary, we have only around 15 registered energy community at the moment. And the first one was registered only 2 years ago. So this kind of registered energy communities are not so matured, as I mentioned, because of this is not a requirement in Hungary to have some. Some international projects require that, okay, by the end of the project, you need to establish 1, 2, 3, 4 or help or support energy communities to be registered. But there are no incentives, energy communities, to be registered. So we don't have this kind of supportive framework, state-owned or state-subsidized framework for energy communities. And just to have an energy community for yourself is not beneficial at the moment in Hungary. And it is because of the pricing of electricity. The residential prices are the lowest in the whole European Union. And parallel of that, the industrial institutional energy prices are the highest. So if you want to have the energy sharing model for your energy community, you cannot invite the private households, the citizens to join because it's not worth it. You don't have the business model which provide cheaper electricity for households. So that's why the Hungarian energy communities move towards the industrial and institutional users or consumers to serve them with their produced electricity.
Let's say hypothetically, I'm a member of one of these energy communities. How do you maintain and build my trust, my participation, and my long-term commitment? How do you make sure of that?
I'll be there for you. This would be my short answer, because our energy community, because National Society of Conservationist Friends of the Earth Hungary has a registered energy community, and our energy community is active in producing electricity. So we are installing solar panels onto buildings where the local service for the community is really important. And we have members, not so many members. So our legal form is a not-for-profit LTD. So we have owners, NGO owners, and these NGOs have members. So our approach is to be there. If you have questions, you can ask. If you have an issue, you can turn to me and we will have some answers. So I will guide you through, I don't know, if you want to write a tender for your new electricity supplier, then I will help you with some expert knowledge. I help you with the calculation. Mm-hmm. How can you monitor your consumption data? How can you see the forecast for your production? So I can guide you through this universe of energy production and electricity markets, which is not as easily understandable universe. So be there. And if you have not the right answers, because there are many answers, but if you can help your member to move forward and the feedbacks he or she got are relevant, then you will be a trusted partner for your member.
So you said currently there are 15 registered energy communities in Hungary, right?
Yeah.
Where are they based in? Like in mostly the big cities or rural towns? Where are they?
Scattered through the country, because we had two applications for establishing energy communities. Yeah, they're scattered around the country. So we have small municipalities Alsó Mocsolád with almost 1,000 inhabitants. We have bigger projects like electricity, no, e-car charging systems, which is maintained by E.ON, which is not based in one particular location, but several locations, and they're just combining these charging stations in several locations of the country. We have a village or a small town called Babwell now, where energy sharing, energy monitoring, and demand side management and charging, everything is combined in their model. So there are several projects, but until now, neither of them have private members, so citizens as a member.
So it's not true to say that, because some critics argue that these energy community models do not reach socially or economically marginalized communities, rather they stay beyond liberal urban circles. So it's not true, you say?
It's true to say that if you are aiming to reach these kind of social groups, you need to form a baseline. Mm-hmm. So the first step is to establish an energy community. Who will join? Who is interested? The richer and the educated white population. Mm-hmm. And if they are conscious and they are, they're socially acceptable in that regard, then they will form and they will develop the community in that direction, that they will be able to invite all the marginalized or the people in need or in special needs. But you need to build this foundation.
Let's assume for a second that I'm in Budapest and we are having a lunch. And I say, Agnes, as your friend, I will tell you these small rooftop solar plus community initiatives are really cool. But aren't they a bit symbolic, and perhaps they won't significantly impact Hungary's overall climate footprint or energy transition? How would you reply to that without ending our friendship? What would you say?
We are at the first step in this transition, so please be patient. Secondly, Budapest has the highest demand of energy in the whole country. Almost a quarter of the country's yearly consumption is consumed in this small, so in the capital. We have all the centralized institutions here, so our energy demand is quite big. Only these small solar panels will solve all this high demand, but we are on the road to, or we are on the, at this transition, and we try to combine not only solar but geothermal, not just the waste products and waste heating turning and into energy, but we are on our transition road. So yeah, I will show you several solar systems which can help and which will be applying.
Right, my last question. Let's say I have magical powers and I make you the prime minister of Hungary.
Wow.
Well, Orban wouldn't be happy about that, perhaps. But let's say I made you the prime minister of Hungary and you have all the power. Of course, you have 4 years. So, I mean, you're not a dictator or anything, but you have 4 years and you're the prime minister. What legislative or structural changes would you make to make community energy more viable and widespread in Hungary? What policy reforms would you make?
I would change the law in terms of giving the energy communities like a shortcut in the permitting process. I would give the right of energy sharing only for energy communities. So I would make the institutional or the industrial partners a must to join an energy community as a PPA partner or as a, I don't know what kind of partnership, but which is beneficial for the local community. So I would turn the business track into focusing on the needs of the residents and of the local citizens. So serving the citizens with the industrial partners, serving the needs of the citizens. This would be the first one. And the second one, having this financial support only for mature and business models for energy communities. So like two layers of application. The first layer is the business planning. And if the planning is good and if the idea is viable and feasible, then they would receive the bigger or higher amount of support, financial support to realize or establish or make everything happen what is in the papers.
Oh, you got my vote.
And everything will be in the nature environmental circle. So I have some issues and with this political power you touched my burning points.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you very much, Agnes, for joining Everything is Changing.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. Thank you.
That was my conversation with Agnes Salkay-Lorenz, whose insight into Hungary's evolving energy landscape is a reminder that the transition isn't only about megawatts, it's about mindset, community, and creating systems that truly serve people. Her reflections make clear that building strong, cooperative communities is just as crucial as installing new solar panels. If you enjoyed this episode, please follow Everything is Changing on your favorite podcast platform and share it with someone interested in community energy, climate justice, or the future of citizen-led innovation. Every story helps expand the conversation because perspective is everything and everything is changing. See you next time.